The Danger of the Wrong Pursuit. That's what we're going to talk about today. And we will take our text from 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 19. Before I read, once again, I want to thank you for listening to our podcast, A Little Grace to Grow. And this particular devotion, I believe, is very practical for us today. In 2 Samuel 2, verse 19, we read, "And Asahel pursued after Abner, and in going he turned neither to the right hand nor to the left from following Abner." Asahel was a brave soldier in David's army. He was also the brother of Joab, David's general. A battle between David's men and Abner's men had ensued, with Joab overseeing David's army. Joab had gotten the best of Abner, so Abner began to retreat. At least David's army, led by Joab, had gotten the best of Abner. Now, his forces had lost the battle in regards to the fighting, and he knew it was best to leave before it was an all-out slaughter. As Abner was running away from the battle, Asahel pursued after him. The battle was over, and it was not David's desire to massacre Abner's forces. This was a civil war, and it would just make it more difficult for David to rule all Israel if he did this. His men were only allowed to fight Abner's men if they were threatened. Asahel was not satisfied with this battlefield victory. He wanted to finish off Abner and end it all. This may seem noble, but it proved to be foolish. It is obvious that God did not bless his intentions because he gets himself killed in the process. Asahel has taught us a great lesson to learn from. We can learn from people's mistakes as well as their successes. We have to ask ourselves, what motivated Asahel to pursue Abner? One thing we must remember is that it was not the will of the king. When our pursuits are not motivated or led by the will of the king, that is King Jesus, we can't expect his blessings to be upon us. It is interesting that God mentions Asahel's natural abilities. In verse 18, the Bible says, "Asahel was as light of foot as a wild roe." This meant he could run fast. Asahel had put his confidence in his flesh to conquer a battle for the king. It was his natural abilities that led to his death. I'm sure as he felt the spear go through his chest, he had wished he wasn't so fast. Often we as God's people get sidetracked from God's purpose for our lives. Sometimes because we do have a natural ability in a certain area, and we just totally neglect the will of God. We begin to pursue things that may seem noble, such as making money or some particular political office in the community, only to neglect God's will for our lives. There's nothing wrong with making money or advancing, getting promotions and that sort of thing. But if you have to compromise the king's will, your integrity, to do so, then there's issues. Then there will be problems. Sometimes we as parents can get so wrapped up in our kids being accepted by the world that we neglect the house of God, the Word of God, and the will of God, so our children can play their ball games or become popular. It's hard to pursue the will of two masters, because often the things we pursue are going in opposite directions. God and this world are not going in the same direction, and there will be times when you as a Christian will have to decide what you're going to pursue. When you leave the will of the king, you must rely on your own ability. Now, you may catch up to the thing you're pursuing, but your testimony will die in the process. So be careful. Ask the Lord is this His will for my life, or am I making the wrong pursuit? If you'd like to read more on this particular story, it is found in 2 Samuel chapter 2, verses 15 through 23. God bless you, and I hope you have a great day.